Well, I kind of wonder if anybody here in the Finger Lakes is going to be excited for tomorrow night. Because, you know, there's now 1.4 billion and rising reasons to be excited. Yes, the Powerball jackpot is that big. It's the largest lottery jackpot in United States history. And, you know, people are buying tickets in droves. But it seems as though because Powerball increased the amount of numbers there and decreased the number of red balls, apparently the odds have really decreased. It's now almost one in almost the entire population of the continental United States to win the Powerball jackpot. And you know, there hasn't been any winners since October. I think it's October or early November. But $1.4 billion. You know what people could do with that type of money? You know what I could do with that type of money? But of course, you're going to have every miscreant in the woodwork coming after who's going to win that money. Because, I mean, I always feel, yeah, if you got the winning ticket, you got to do a lot of things to do preventive measures. Plus, also, I think you have to go to an unlisted number. Because everybody's going to be bothering you for a handout. And you're going to have any relative who is not a relative coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, you know, I'm your father's cousin's former roommate. But you know what that makes you? Absolutely nothing. But I will tell you what one of the things I would do. I mean, not only would I make sure every member of my immediate family would be taken care of, you know, I'd probably have like for the next 30-40 years 50 yard line seats at the Carrier Dome. Plus, hey, I'd give to quite a few charities around here, especially I mean for like the Beverly Animal Shelter, and maybe some money to help with the Roman Catholic parish around here. But I mean, chances of me winning that lottery are pretty much nil. But of course, all you need is a dream. $1.4 billion. Just think of it. Well, I'm going to go from talking about winning the lottery to, I mean, the Seneca County Industrial Development Agency getting a thing from Bucillo to double the size of the dealership. Apparently, Bucillo wants to go to 20,000 square feet, increase the size of the dealership. Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of been a small building for a long time, especially when Lucchesi Ford was there. And, you know, everything Billy Bucillo does is huge. Well, thing is, I mean, if you want to double the size, I mean, more kudos to you. I always thought there should be more service bays there at Bucillo. Plus, of course, my cousin by marriage is the receptionist in the service department, and she does a wonderful job there with customers. But you know, anything Bucillo does is huge, and he's known for treating his employees like family. But a couple other things the Industrial Development Agency is thinking of doing. One of them, I guess Burnderry wants to build a gas station convenience store right across from the Nice and Easy there, where 414 and 318 intersect. All we need is another gas station right there. Of course, with Lago, with that being the way being cleared for Lago to go ahead and open their casino, who knows? Maybe we need some more gas. And of course, I forget the location, but somebody wants to build a cell tower somewhere in this county. Of course, you're going to have everybody saying, yeah, but it ruins the, the looks of the area. Well, you know, of course, if you want coverage, you got to have those ugly towers going up, if you know what I mean. Well, whatever. Of course, Bucillo, keep going, because, you know, you're huge. And I'm going to talking about Bucillo, to how about those NFL playoffs? Every visiting team won this week. Of course, I want to talk about two games mostly. Firstly, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. You know, last week I talked about how great Pittsburgh paid it forward to the Buffalo Bills. And speaking of the Bills, guess what? There's some brotherly love going on, because Bob Ryan has joined Rex Ryan on the staff. Well, thing is, Rex Ryan is a lot of, you know, talk and everything, but his brother looks like a refugee from the late 80s, if you know what I mean. Hey, the days of the mullet kind of went out in the mid-90s. Heck, I don't have my mullet anymore. You know, Bob Ryan, I know you're a pretty decent coach in that, but please, lose the long hair, would you? But I mean mostly about Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh dominated, but then Cincinnati started scoring there in the final quarter, and they took the lead. But of course, that's why they call Cincinnati the Bungles. Because, you know, on that final drive, they self-destructed. First of all, they intercepted the pass, and then the very next play, Ryan Shazier of the Steelers stripped the ball. And then on that final drive, two ridiculous penalties. First of them, Antonio Brown getting hit by a Vontez, who especially thought that he was pretty perfect, if you know what I mean, trying to make the hit. But hey, you don't try to imitate Steve Atwater. And of course, Steve Atwater is a finalist to go into the Hall of Fame this year. And you know, Vontez, that spearing on Brown was not perfect. And then Adam Pac-Man Jones getting into it, and I think they say he shoved an official. Well, I thought Adam Jones had kind of left that period behind him when he was a thug. But you know, once a thug, always a thug. Hey, Pac-Man, go back to going on to the video game and eating Blinky and all of them and gobbling up the things. Because you know, heck, once a thug, always a thug. And you know what? Sometimes I think you're better off in jail. But whatever. It all led to Pittsburgh kicking the winning field goal, beating the Bungles. And of course, you saw that clip of that girl, Cincinnati fan, crying. Well, that's why they call them the Bungles, honey, because they always know how to screw it up. And also Minnesota there against Seattle. All Blair Walsh had to do was kick a field goal, but he missed a 27-yarder. Hey, Blair Walsh, thank you very much. Well, all the visiting teams won this past week, and it's going to be an interesting divisional round. And I hope Kansas City, who beat Houston, can knock Tom Brady and the Patriots out of the playoffs. Heck, six times Brady and the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl, and enough is enough. And last but not least, how about the Golden Globe ceremony? That was a pretty good one, especially all the times the censors had to cut in because, you know, it's probably the time when the stars always let their hair down. Of course, with Ricky Gervais, anything goes. But I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio with a big win for Best Actor in a Drama. And I mean, Will Smith, who was also nominated. He disappeared into the role of Dr. Bennett O'Malley. But I mean, it's going to be an interesting one come Oscar time. Because I mean, I think DiCaprio was relevant, if you know what I mean. But I will lastly say, it's about time Sylvester Stallone got recognized. His win there for supporting actor was a true thing to enjoy. I cheered when his name was announced. Because 40 years ago was when he originated the role of the greatest underdog. You know, Rocky Balboa and Sylvester Stallone are pretty much one and the same. And I mean not just talking the role. Both were underdogs who managed to hit it big. And even though Stallone's been ridiculed a lot, especially because of his voice, you saw the standing O he got when he won the award. Congratulations, Stallone.
And you know, it's pretty good to imitate a Golden Globe winner and hopefully an Oscar winner, you know. Where's my wife? Yo, Adrian!
And that's how I'm gonna close this week's show. I'm Ken Haas. See you next week.